I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. They think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me. No one's heroic in my life. Don't even matter. I know it. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you at? What's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low. I've been taking I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater.
Without a little night, I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now. You got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
Hello, this is Stay Well Disease Radio. Today, our topic on the show, we're going to talk about Houston, Texas, and the flood that's going on in the city. So I really think that, I mean, since they are far away from where we are right now, maybe they need our help. Maybe we can't help them financially, but we can help them mentally and emotionally.
But isn't the government responsible for making sure that they get the help that they need?
Yes and no. I mean, the government is control. I heard that they're doing this challenge, the $1 million challenge. I think that Beyonce, the artist, she has grown up in Houston, Texas. She started a $1 million challenge when they would donate $1 million. According to my senses, my sources, they are currently at a good $10 million right now. Apparently, some of the artists doesn't want it to go to Red Cross, so like Red Cross doesn't do the job.
They don't.
Why do you feel that way?
It's a proven fact that for the amount of money that Red Cross makes equitably, one of the Titan Award-winning DJ from DJ Mim was very clear when she stated in her Facebook, shout out to DJ Mim DC, she stated, do not give anything to Red Cross. And Miss Ayanna followed up and said, that's all. We've had a number of natural disasters where it has shown that Red Cross situation only, and a number of these entities that we trust to ensure that when natural disasters come and, you know, when we see ourselves as less fortunate, we can find some fortune. And they're really, you know, pimping poverty, pimping poor circumstances, pimping persecution, and getting rich and lining their pockets without really helping the people affected.
Okay, so I would like to share a personal experience with Red Cross.
Sure.
I was childish, and I lit a candle, and I went to go watch TV and got to blow it out. Apparently, it fell over, and my room caught on fire. Fortunately, we had to move to a different apartment after that, but Red Cross, they paid for our hotel stay. I do kind of feel like they could have did more.
Oh! One more time for the people in other countries that possibly couldn't have heard you because you were whispering.
I really feel like Red Cross could have been more.
More as in? What does more look like? What like, does equity look like in that situation for you?
Well, honestly, I would have never told me as much money as that for Red Cross, but I do believe that it was around $100 and, you know, nights at a hotel is more.
Do you think that the Red Cross does, you know, great work and is equitable for the community?
No. I think that the Red Cross and a lot of other large disaster relief nonprofits are kind of just that, just large organizations that have a lot of people on staff. They don't necessarily have the experience delivering as many services as they might, that's just my
opinion. Well, some people say that when natural disasters happen, they happen because God is deceived or folks are sinning, things like that. We learn it's because climate change, right? Now, we've been studying climate change around these parts for some time, huh?
Correct.
And what did you learn?
Well, it has a lot to do with, I'm really not trying to say this, but African-American, black people, I think we're a big part of climate change, being that just as eating something or something in the trash instead. That starts global warming, that starts a lot more stuff than just global warming. Like, I have a really, really good feeling that in the next 2 billion years, we're going to come to the end. I don't necessarily think that life is coming to an end. I just thought what we keep doing is going to get worse.
So, when you first heard of climate change, did you think it was that serious?
No, not really.
You know, there are a number of people who don't believe that climate change exists, and I still argue that it does not exist.
They will see. I mean, according to the census, they are American going to North Carolina in second.
And do you think, you know, we talked about this. We talked about environmental racism. We were just introduced at the Women's Salon to a term called green capitalism. Do you think that insurance become sort of a money-making process out of the people who suffer after the disaster occurs?
Yes. Yes, but at the same time, no. I mean, like, is there a way that you could break down the question?
Yes. So, when it's all said and done, right, if you own a house or if you rent, the insurance company can raise your premium if you live in a home.
Something wrong with that.
Right.
That's called environmental, correct?
Right. Right. Because we're happy to live in a home.
Us, African Americans.
People of color are more likely to live in the flood. And the fact that the insurance company somebody that lives in a flood zone, you're an insurance company. That's your job, is to provide insurance. So, you know, that always bothers me. Like, what did you say? Because they live in a flood zone.
But on the other hand, maybe where they get their money from, they're not getting money to give to those people.
Well, most people have insurance. Like, buy a house, most people buy insurance. So you can get flood insurance if you don't live in a flood zone, but the chances of you actually encountering a flood and needing that insurance is low. So insurance works. Every month,
cell phone,
and then you can only use it if something bad happens.
Right.
So it's real, like, you can get flood insurance if you live on a mountain and pay for it every month and never use it ever. But the people who are most likely to live in flood zones and who live in flood zones can't even get insurance at all.
That's money that's not going towards food.
Right.
That's money that's not going towards saving. You can't buy another house. You can't. And we think that the FEMA are going to help.
I heard of FEMA. That's actually the article that goes from the Mexico.
Well, FEMA is the government. So all it is changing the budget in order to ensure that more money is spent on federal disaster than is spent on war.
We all pay for FEMA because we all pay taxes. So FEMA is, you know, technically, we technically the boss of FEMA if we, you know, we pay.
So what is FEMA?
FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It is an agency of the United States Department of Homeland Security initially created by presidential reorganization plan. No. And of 1978 and implemented by two executive orders on April 1st, 1979. Customer service number is 800-621-3362. The technical support number is 800-745. The current administrator is Robert J. Fenton Jr.
So they're saying that FEMA is almost out of money. Hurricane Irma is approaching. They said, "Oh well, FEMA could run out of energy." Now this is we really challenge ourselves when we have others who say not climate change. Contributor to things. those people are the people, urgent emergencies that seem to really affect Black and Brown Indigenous people that live on coastlands and that live in impoverished neighborhoods. And even those middle class and working class individuals who have the opportunity to buy a home, who have the opportunity to buy insurance, are left in a position where they can't even really invest or have the quality of life in which they are used to or build from that quality of life as a result of systematic racism and systematic oppression. It's set up. We don't want to do anything to stop climate change. We also don't want to do anything to protect the belongings of the two people with money who are available to participate, you know, in these programs. I think you have to already make a certain level of money to have some extra left over for renter's insurance. And then you have to wait for some mystical Wizard of Oz individual that works in a call center to process your paperwork and return your belongings. But in the meantime, you have no clothes. God forbid if you are having, you know, a menstrual cycle. God forbid if you need asthma medicine or an oxygen tank in order to survive. It's the system set up and seeking to kill us. And I think it's the perfect time giving that information to go into another song. The next song is Slow Groove by Odyssey.
Yes.
Been on the road for quite some time now. Work is the only time that I wind down. I feel like Caesar on a quest to make Rome bigger. I play the trees as a child and could never climb down. Becoming introspective, I need to be more selective. I'm way too nice, got me feeling bad to ignore a message. I traded secrets for homies I really thought could keep it. The minute I leave and they steal my dreams and they try to sell it. I can't tell if it's my fault that is. People being themselves, I need to be more prepared. I guess it's time to tighten up the circle, put some notches in the belt for all the weight I've had to share. More locks up on the door, a couple cameras in the front. Yeah, I know who you are, but what do you want? Ooh, what you want? Ooh, what you want? Sorry, you know, scratch like that. Ooh, what you want? Yeah.
Slow, I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. I ain't going nowhere. I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. We ain't going nowhere.
I've been contemplating drinking and the use of drugs. Favorite artists do it. They all influence us. I ain't talking Future, forever older names. I'm talking Hendrix, talking Davis, talking Marvin Gaye. They were kings, but the coping, they became a slave. Know that I got it in me. Don't pass me a shot of whiskey. Anything I do it the most. It just so happens I'm rewarded for being extreme. Applauded workaholic, falling asleep in the office, and I never get fired. Irony, I'm a boss cause I can never get hired. And got an off switch before my bills higher. Somebody get coffee. Black single origin like our ancestors. Oh, you forgot cause you tan lesser. This is me in a jam session. Cram a lesson in like party now, study in the end. 100%.
I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. I ain't going nowhere. I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. We ain't going nowhere.
I'm really good at my job. That's because I understood it's a job. I'm not interested in coming to your studio or chilling after shows. I got through this all over the mall. Rather chill in my home, go out to eat, just me and Z's in the park. Seldom see me in the streets after dark. Set my name in that mall. Key traded street lights for stage lights. I'm trying to make a living from art. Have a life full of love. Memories you cannot like or remark. I'm only posting when I'm singing in parts. I mean, what's more tragic? Living in in a hyper reality. You're the systematic murder of magic. I'm chasing the wild things, they're becoming harder to find. In time, I'm sure they'll only live in my mind. But for now, I'm on the prowl for the house, leave it all up to chance, bruh. Sometimes I'd rather not know the answer, but that's just me.
I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. I ain't going nowhere soon. I just wanna take my time. I don't mind the waiting line. We ain't going nowhere.
We were over the conversation about the climate change and the hurricanes that is happening in Texas, Houston. We were talking about how we feel like the government sets up a system that is bound for us to fail. Because certain people don't even have jobs and they depend on the first of the month check. Now, let's say a hurricane was to touch us right now. They would literally have no food but what they have now, or what if a flood was to happen right now. Like, there's things that we don't have an immediate direction or immediate stretch that we can just grab or get that's going to keep us from to happen. Natural disaster can be not happening at all. It is simple as putting trash in the trash can and the people who collect trash put it where it's supposed to be or reuse it.
We also have our own system of levees and such. We live so close to Anacostia, especially East Anacostia River. If we were to see a flood, we would lose the Jefferson Memorial. A lot of east of the river would be gone. Parts of Virginia would be gone, too. So, you know, if you're feeling uppity, you don't live in the hood. You, too, are subject for some bullshit, just to be honest about it. I think that we've got to talk about this movement, right? So, we participated with the People's Climate Movement, 220. DC residents coming out, Rock the Future Foundation, and Woke DC to speak up and speak strongly about what a sustainable DC looks like, what an equitable fight for climate change looks like. What did you see when you were there? Were you the only youth? I mean, share with the folks. You've been doing this, been fighting and raising awareness for climate change. Do the people in this fight look like us? Talk about us. What did you
experience? Well, I'm not going to. There were a lot of African Americans. I believe that there were a lot of Native Americans and Latin descendants, but there was a little patch of us. I don't think it's not that us, we don't care about climate change. I just really think that they couldn't take the time to come out to get to the climate change. There were a lot of youth there. There weren't a lot of adults there. There were a whole lot of youth there.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues. I mean, with climate change, you know, part of it is the fact that you're going to march. You know what I mean? Everybody marches. So, you know, you're not going to see the full representation, you know, the people who are affected by climate change. But in your opinion, you know, what were some of the things people were saying, like signs, you know, people climate change deniers. So, like, those people weren't out there. But, you know, there's people that really are on the fence, that really don't believe the science. What do you think?
I agree.
You agree with the denier, with the climate change deniers, or you agree?
I really do not agree with the climate change deniers, but I also feel like they're deniers because they're afraid that at one point everything that they have worked for will be destroyed.
Mm. That's real. That's deep. I mean, that's very deep. Some people really say that it's all, you know, government that is making up climate change, scientists that's making up climate change. I think that's really good that, you know, these people are making this stuff up because believing it themselves. You know, that's nuts. But it is a real, you know, faction out there. People that really don't believe it. And, you know, they get together and they go to church together, you know what I'm saying? And they know, like, they all together. You know, that's for my opinion. It's just whatever. You know, I think, too, that it's super important that we have, you know, we have a really good grasp on climate change. We're, all of these hurricanes, you know what I mean, Flint, New York water is that great, you know?
I honestly, so being that I come from the city, the hood, Brooklyn, New York, I was born there. That's the only thing I really see about living in New York. Right now, as of right now, the Statue of Liberty is sinking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
And literally, I think that people think it's really funny, but it really isn't. Like, they're making movies about what will happen when it floods and when it overfloods. Like, the whole city itself. That's not just New York. There's a lot of cities in New York. There's New Jersey. There is New York. There's
New York,
Fish Kill. There's so many places that are inside of New York that could easily be destroyed. And memorials, important statues, important flags that we built and we fought for. That can literally be destroyed in seconds.
Definitely. You're right. I mean, what is a city like New York? What can they do? You know, if we get a huge flood or hurricane like something like Harvey, like something like Irma, and they've never experienced that. You know, the South, they kind of used to that. We expect hurricanes out there. We expect, you know, something like that. I'm saying when New York starts to hit. We saw that a couple years.
Yeah,
we saw that. You know what I mean? We're starting to see, and that's the part that the, you know, the good scientists on our side of, you know, parts of, parts of Houston have never been flooded completely before, you know? And that's how we fight that argument against those deniers. But I want to go back because you definitely brought up something, you know, with the New York people about what if the Statue of Liberty flood? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How many people fall?
Right.
If we say, you know what I'm saying, we can't.
Right.
We have any
and
plans
2/3
that.
Of the world is full of water.
2/3 of the world. That's right. That's more water than there is land on the earth. So flooding is a huge concern. And it is kind of a situation that we're also in a water crisis. Pipelines that are building in North Dakota our water pipes, like our infrastructure system. So it's all really very, very, very connected to kind of figure out these pieces.
Thinking about what you just said and everything together, I honestly think that a lot of hurt and a lot of friends wouldn't be there if we were a better people that took care of us. Like, have you ever sat back and thought to yourself, like, maybe if my family were to get a natural disaster or eruption, hurricane or tornado or a tsunami. I honestly think, like, I couldn't if this was to happen, I couldn't stop thinking, like, maybe if I just threw those bags of chips that I ate in the trash can, not on the floor, maybe my family would still be alive. Maybe I wouldn't struggle with depression or any other anxiety or things that's going on in my mind. I just simply threw trash in the trash can.
Wow, that's really reflective. You know, it is. It's real important to consider, you know, our impact on the environment. We all have what they call a footprint. So, you know, that trash you throw on the ground, you know what I'm saying, that bottle you throw in the trash, the recycler, all of that adds to your footprint. It's, you know, since the day you was born, even bottles of water and throwing away, you know, toilet paper and all kinds of things. All of that does have an impact over time. You know, over time, there's been a lot of humans with a lot of footprints, and that's how we get to, you know, these places where, you know, where climate change is really impacting us.
I think the only thing that really irritates me about this whole situation is the fact that they think it's a religion. Like, water is forming a shape that so massive that destroys things in their path.
Yeah, yeah. It's God, you know, God's plan,
right.
But just what they worry about it, you know. You know, for me, I definitely choose to focus on, you know, what I could do in my community to specifically decrease my footprint and then teach others and empower them to also just know, to be knowledgeable so that they can make decisions that support. And I think that climate justice piece is what we really want to draw home, is that it's a responsibility of all of ours. It's a duty of all of ours. And we all have some responsibility in making sure that, you know, our planet is safe, because it's the only planet that we have.
Right. I totally agree. Right now, right? We are going to listen to Starlight, Constant Empire.
Whether it's small, there is a fire burning my heart. If they only know, you're my desire.
from the sun under your starlight. Till the break of day, my body should stay under your starlight. Under starlight, let's ride, fast life tonight. Under starlight, so bright, fast life tonight.
NBC and all over the world, Houston, Texas. And I kind of want to get into the part where you think to yourself, we're here talking about it, but what exactly could we do? I think it's kind of weird that we only have tornadoes in certain parts of the world. And I'm just thinking to myself, is it like, for example, you know how Houston is having their flood right now?
Yep.
Did they, like, throw more trash on the ground than we did?
No. Houston is having a flood because they live on the coast. All of this is happening because of climate change. We're not the only people who are hit by this hurricane. Folks in Barbuda, St. Martin's, a number of islands have really been hit. Matter of fact, in St. Barbuda, 95% of the buildings that existed there are now gone. That's an island of less than 2,000 people. Imagine 95% of the structures that you knew to exist being gone. And so there's a larger conversation about borders, right? You'll notice that when you went to the People's Climate March, you saw a number of people from everywhere. Those weren't, most of the people were not from D.C. They weren't even from the coast. And it's important that we keep in mind that some places don't have a FEMA. Some places don't even practice the same religions that we practice. So we can't make this argument that God did it. We have to be real that, you know, the carbons we emit from our cars, technology, the things that we're doing are eating away at our earth and causing it. You know, when we know condensation rises, we know how the clouds fill up, and we know those things. So then what occurs is too much condensation. It's too much of everything. We're doing too much as a society and all against everyone else. Where will we escape to? When it talks about resources, what if the flood wipes all of our water supply? Where are we going to get water from if America becomes a Flint? Right. And so it's very easy to have a Katrina, where you just place people, especially who are black. You displace these people. You have them living in Texas. Some people in Texas from Hurricane Katrina still to this day. So this was double devastation.
Right.
And once again, we're screaming we don't have the resources to be able to support these people, sustain these people, come somewhere to live. We don't have any compliance regulations for these insurance companies that are really taking advantage of working class folks who are trying to maintain kids who are homeless. Nowhere to go. Because that's the only home that they have. What about, you know, there's a lot of people who live in government housing and corporate projects. What does it look like there when they gotta wait for the government to rebuild their home? We don't make space for these conversations. And sometimes, as black and brown indigenous people, we're more concerned or felt like the more immediate need is for us to make don't shoot us, or for us to make sure that we have jobs, or that we always play one or the other. And I really appreciate you all standing in solidarity with hurricane survivors, if there have been so many, so we don't just want to limit it to Harvey. And I really appreciate you standing in line with folks who, you know, are going through it and they don't really have support.
some people don't have family. Some people can get away. And so when we look at the nuances of oppression, that's why we have to be so willing and so welcome to everyone's passion to be free. And if you want to work on climate change, and if you want to work on gun violence, and if you want to work on justice, everybody's welcome to the table, because there's so much that, you know, we got so much work to do. And we've got to expand people's minds to be willing to have these conversations and be willing to challenge the leaders that be where they're from to make sure that they're not ending up with the short end of the stick. I know that, right? Like, oh, it's not that serious. Oh, nothing's going to happen to me. Oh, I'm okay. And you very well may not, you know, need to be. But as a society, right, we have to be own honor and respect that we all used to be. Black, right, whether you put a reputation, we are all subject to climate change. A lot of times in the environment justice work, it's been very helpful for personal prejudice. Don't like gay people, whether you do like you, whether you don't like you, you get clean air. You get a healthy habitat. Black people get clean air. Black people get a healthier habitat. Immigrants, indigenous folks, Muslims. Women, if you are a woman hater, work on climate change will still be a woman. So sometimes it just feels like a Costco camp that able to literally fight, save the world. And my contribution to our music list was going to be Mary Blige, Just Shine. One of the things I have to be real about is when I don't feel well, the thing I want the most is when I have to act happy, healthy, and like it's the best day of their entire life. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit, and I think we just need a moment where we're reminded by Kendrick Lamar, today's talk, as folks are saying, that we are.
You were afflicted, you, your influence. Sometimes saying, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. My screaming in the hotel room. Lucifer was all around me. So I kept running until I found my safe haven. I was trying to convince myself of Christ like that. Realize what my but while my loved ones was in a continuous war back in the city, I was entering a new one. A war that was based on apartheid and discrimination. That's my life, I had my when I wake up, when I'm for the pick cut, I'ma stop it from the face down. I'm make a little boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Pain keeps on the my life. We're pretty easy in this life. I'm all and everything so come around, come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record, no motherfucking gates, stand silence for the record, tell the world I knew it's me, all the other things got gone crazy, trying to sign my face, it's all day, but please believe in that, when you know, see the nerve, that we hate poor, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure, nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak, blood my blow, but we gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. What you want? Your house, your car, with the acres and the mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. You a dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. Remember, you was conflicted. Using your influence. Sometimes you did the same. Using the power of resentment. Resentment turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to sell.
Get light of the more it gets dark. Jesus.